Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spring training baseball is over. They were supposed to play one more game against the Nationals today in D.C., but it was rained out. So now they head to Toronto, where the season begins on Thursday. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline and talk to our friend, IA Hall of Famer Jacob Calvin-Meyer, covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us now. And Jacob, thank you as always for joining us. A lot of O's news this weekend. Let's start with Kyle Gibson. Your thoughts on the Gibson signing?
Yeah, at first I was a little confused, and I thought it was a little bit weird. I didn't really know what to make of it other than, listen, there's really no worst-case scenario here other than losing $5 million, and it's not my money or Mike Elias's money. So I guess the only downside that I see, which I think should be a concern, and it should be front of mind, is if Kyle Gibson is quote-unquote blocking somebody else from being in the rotation and Gibson's not maybe pitching well, or it stunts the development of somebody like Cade Povich if they have to send him down after the first month. But it does look like they're going to give Povich a little bit of a runway here to stick in the rotation and see how the season goes. Listen, I think the offseason went a type of way, either intentionally or unintentionally, that the Orioles have to kind of really lean on their rotation depth instead of having, honestly, a really good rotation, because they don't. I mean, they probably have, if not the second worst, the worst rotation in the division. And I think they're betting on the fact that if we can get a bunch of veterans with high floors that can give us 5-6 innings, give up 3 or 4 runs, then we're going to win a lot of games, because that's going to take some pressure off of a bullpen that doesn't look very good if we can have some inning eaters. And I think they expect to have a top 3, top 5 offense in baseball.
Well, Jacob, that's where I was going with Cade Povich. And Mike Elias had that quote, I'm paraphrasing here, but saying that he gives them the best chance to win in the 5th game of the season. And obviously Gibson is looming, but that's going to be beginning of May. Do you see them possibly going to a 6-man rotation when he's ready?
Yeah, first I have to, about Povich, have you guys weighed in on the Piano Man versus Real Slim Shady debate?
It's Real Slim Shady, and it's not even close.
Well, that's because Jason's biased. He hates Billy Joel.
He hates Billy Joel.
He's like, I think Jason, and Jason has a lot of hate in his heart, but I think Billy Joel may be in his top 5 hated people.
But he hates the Eagles more than Billy Joel.
True.
See, I think it has to be Piano Man. I just think it'd be a classic. I think the stadium would be able to sing that song more than Real Slim Shady, which honestly, once you get to the second verse, you got to bleep out a lot of that.
Yeah. Anyway. Hey, I love Piano Man, so I'm good with that.
What's the Piano Man? What am I missing there? Like Slim Shady, I get it. His nickname's Slim.
I guess he's a Billy Joel fan.
I don't know the reason. It was his, I think he changed his, Cade changed his walk-up song mid-season last year, and then he had that great September with Piano Man, so I think that's the reason.
So it's kind of like Gunner.
Can I ask a question then? Like, If you've gone from Cade to Slim, right, and you're kind of like putting your ish out there and you've got a new confidence, wouldn't you rather have Eminem than a bad Billy Joel ballad?
Time out. Maybe it's not a bad song. It's a great song.
It's really cheesy. It's not going to fire
really
you up.
It's really great, and people will sing along they do.
He's
calming.
He's looking to have Riz, right, like the kids say. you don't come out to Piano Man. You're younger than me. Speak here, beat guy. You're in the Hall of Fame. Am I right? I'm right. Come on, Jacob.
He likes Piano Man.
I don't think you're right, but I did not expect to hear you say the word Riz.
Yeah.
I've got an 18-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Jason's Billy Joel bias should not affect this.
Right. Okay, back to the question. The Cade Povich thing is interesting because there's something Michael Elias said in his answer which really stuck with me, which was that Povich gives them upside in their rotation. And honestly, their rotation really lacks upside.
Yes, it does.
And by upside, I just mean untapped potential or a variation of outcomes. I mean, we know what Charlie Morton and Kyle Gibson and Zach Eflin and even to a lesser extent maybe Dean Kramer are at this point. Povich is somebody who is 24. He was great in September. He looked awesome this spring. He could pop, right? And I think they want to give him that chance. I do believe that the team thinks that that is within his range of outcomes, and they want to see how this April goes before making that decision with Gibson. With the six-man rotation, I was convinced when they signed Sagano that at some point they would go to a six-man. When they signed Charlie Morton, I was even more convinced, even despite the fact that they kept poo-pooing it when asked. At some point this season, I would put all of the money in my bank account, which is about $27.
Nice.
I would put it on them at some point having a six-man rotation. Could be when Grayson Rodriguez comes back, whether that's in May or June. That could be when Kyle Bradish comes back in August. But it would make no sense to build this amount of rotation depth with young guys who have injuries, with old guys who they want to keep fresh, with Sagano who's used to having extra rest. All of these factors make sense to them going to a six-man at some point later this year.
Hi, Piano Man. Help me make sense of this. Today's potential future Masson Classic was rained out, so we'll never see what Jackson Holiday would have looked like at short. But he was written in at short again, like he's been quite frequently lately with Gunner down. I can't figure out who's being served by this. Like, I don't think it serves Jackson Holiday's confidence or preparation better to jerk him around and put him back at short where he could barely handle second. Some would say he didn't really handle second at a true major league level a year ago, and we know the degree of difficulty going to short. He's not played much short at all the last year, and Jordan Westberg is clearly better at third, and the skipper's on record basically saying, yeah, we should probably try not to jerk guys around too much, and Jackson, at second and Westy at third is probably our best defensive outcome. Yet the powers that be don't seem to be embracing that. Who's being served here?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, I think there's two different things I want to attack there. The who's being served with Jackson playing shortstop, in my view, is the team's goal of winning baseball games for the six games that Gunner's out. I think that moving him to shortstop gives them the best chance to win. I understand that. Let's say it is Levon Soto who's on the bench, and this is no knock to him because he played well in a very tiny stretch with the team last year.
And he's hit in AAA before.
Yeah, he has hit in AAA, which makes you question, okay, if there's a 24-year-old who's hit well in AAA, who can play three infield positions, why has he bounced around and been on three teams in the past year? If he was a plus defensive shortstop, that would not have happened. And so I'm not an expert on any of this stuff. There's really no metrics on Levon Soto being playing shortstop. But if he was a great defensive shortstop, he wouldn't be with the Orioles right now. So I think that's one area where Jackson Holliday is not going to be a great defensive shortstop. But the reason to move him to shortstop is so that you can get a Ramon Arias in the lineup, which I know some fans are going to hear that and scoff at it. But this dude has been a slightly above league average hitter for 4 years. And that is not something to scoff at. This guy helps this team win. This is exactly why Ramon Arias is on this team, is to play almost every day when somebody gets hurt. The different question here is Westberg at third or second. And that's kind of separate to the Holliday thing, because you can put Holliday at shortstop and in my view, do what they should be doing, which is have Ramon Arias at second base, which he says is his best position, huh, and have Jordan Westberg at third base, which the metrics say unequivocally
it's not even close. Position.
But listen, I'm going to give the team as much grace as possible on this, because they all of these teams have their own defensive metrics. Okay, so OAA, the outs above average, is the one that really dings Westberg because of his range. Perhaps the team, I'm really giving them credit here, they must have some internal metrics that suggest to them that this is their best infield alignment, because otherwise, from the information that we have with the public data, it makes little sense to me to have Westberg at second base and Arias at third.
I'm gonna let's take it a step further though. People have been willing to let Soto play a whole lot more shortstop than this team was willing to let Jackson Holliday play, even at the AAA level. And like, so that's where I don't think Jackson Holliday, and I don't think they really think he's a better defensive shortstop than Levon Soto, but you do.
I don't know the answer to that question. The answer to the question I do know is that they would much prefer to have Ramon Arias in that lineup than Levon Soto, unequivocally. And so that's the bigger question. And my mm-hmm. guess is, if they do think that Levon Soto is a slightly better defensive shortstop, then it would be very slight. And additionally, if they were so concerned about Jackson Holliday's defense, and listen, the roster's not set yet, so who knows? But if they're really concerned about Holliday's defense, then it's going to be Luis Vasquez, not Levon Soto.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
Luis Vasquez is going to play short because he's a good defensive shortstop.
He's a plus shortstop.
He's not. Yeah, he can't really hit, but
that's fine.
Six games. I don't think that's what they're going to do. From my eyes, I think Holliday's going to be fine at short. I think there's going to be, in these six games, there's going to be one or two plays in the hole that he doesn't make where you go, Gunnar might have made that play. But then there's going to be one or two plays where he's going to his left where he looks pretty good. And so I'm not that concerned about the defense for Holliday at shortstop.
One more before we let you go, Jacob. Kelton Cowser leading off. Is this something we're going to see in the regular season? Do you like that?
When Gunnar's out, I think it's going to be Cowser leading off against righties and Westberg leading off against lefties. And then when Gunnar comes back, I think you have to assume he's going to lead off.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that there's an opportunity for Cowser here to really carve out a niche as a leadoff hitter in this lineup. And then they can have Gunnar hit third after Adley. And then if you look at that lineup, it looks really good. Cowser is somebody that was an elite on-base guy in the minor leagues. He looked great this spring. If he can tap into some more of that patience, more of that on-base ability, he does profile as a legitimate leadoff hitter, a little bit more Kyle Schwarber-esque with a, you know, not as low as a batting average, but Cowser's going to strike out in the high 20s, maybe 30% of the time, which isn't ideal. But when he's going to lead the team in pitches per plate appearance, he might lead the team in walks.
Mm-hmm.
That's an area where he could end up, if these six games go really well, he could be the team's leadoff hitter moving forward.
So the chip is completely sailed on Cedric leading off.
I'd be shocked. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if Cowser, I don't see it. I don't see Mullins leading off for this team.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Jacob, always great, buddy. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy Toronto.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Coming up next, all the interesting stuff there. All the young dudes coming up next. We got one young dude in the rotations, Cade Povich, and then a bunch of old dudes. Explain next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.